Good morning. I apologize.
Hey guys.
Hello. Hello.
It looks like you are up for notes, Wayne. Is that okay?
Yes, that's totally fine.
Great. Do we have Julian? We have Julian. Okay. So today we're here talking about, do we have Alexi? We don't have Alexi. We do have Mark. You know. He said okay, so I interpreted that as him. Let me just send him a quick message. I think Alexi and Mark are kind of our main audience for this discussion, so I just want to. Although I see Alameda is not here either, so maybe there's some kind of meeting going on.
I think Alameda might just be out of the office.
Oh,
I'm sure.
okay. Okay. What do you think, Julian? Do you want to keep waiting or do you want to start and then people can watch the recording?
Well, you already summarized the key point in the description here. So I think for the TC, it's I think the TC has agreed to do it this way, and now we need to convince the other stakeholders to make it happen.
Shall we put Mark on the spot? Or Matt or any of the other non-TC folks?
So this is a recommendation from the technical council to use the release candidate version of Spring Boot for which release? Is it for Sunflower and Trillium or is my understanding correct?
Well, for Sunflower, we already have the release has been made. So this is no longer
So we're not
to
talking about
discuss.
backporting, right? I mean, catching up. What version of Spring Boot do we have with Sunflower?
Well, this discussion is primarily intended for future releases, for coming releases. So
I see. Okay.
there's no intent to backport any Spring Boot version to the SLCSP.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that that's the case. Okay, cool. So the recommendation is to start using a release candidate version for Umbrella Leaf, right? So that
Yes, and Probably also for Trillium if the release date is far into 26. So because we want the long support period, and if the release date is delayed for a long time, then we will get a very short support period from 6 or 7 months. That is probably too short.
Shelley?
Yeah, just a dumb question from me. It sounds like from that meeting description that the dumb question is, what is really the difference between release candidate and milestone something? Can you go back to the notes? Sorry, I don't have them in front of me. I'm just wondering if there's like a difference between, other than dates, right? There's obviously a difference in dates. Candidate, release candidate versus milestone releases. What does that really mean? Like, I don't know. I guess I'm just wondering why is, aside from the fact that they have different end dates, end of life dates, what's the difference between a release candidate and a milestone release?
Well, the milestone is if some work has already been completed, but some other work may be still in progress, but you can already test the features that has been finished for that milestone. Whereas the release candidate is if all new features are completed and there are only bug fixes expected, but we don't care about usually we don't care about the new features in a new Spring Boot version because we only use basic features that have been available for a long time. So this difference is almost always not important for us.
Okay, thank you. So, really, the difference that we see from our perspective as important is the end of life dates for each, I guess.
Yes.
So, I think the non-technical question about this is like, does this violate some sort of folio policy to do this? Because that seemed to be, it seemed like the pushback we got from release management wasn't technical. It seemed policy-ish. What do you think about that, Mark or Julian, if you think I'm characterizing that wrong?
I'm viewing it as a recommendation from the technical council to consider including a release candidate for a newer version of Spring Boot. The risk of doing it is that the flower release could ship before the official release is finalized. And then the question is, would we want to release an official flower release based on a release candidate of Spring Boot? And so my recommendation would be let's capture this as a recommendation. Let's include it as a milestone a decision point when we come up with the release timeline for a flower release. So it's certain when we're planning a new flower release, let's add this milestone, the decision point when we have to agree whether we will upgrade to release candidate of Spring Boot, whether that will be applicable. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. Julian?
The official Spring Boot release is on a fixed date. And this is known long beforehand, so we can plan with that release date, and there won't be a case where we need to ship our folio release with a release candidate or with a milestone. So they have done this always in a fixed date in May and a fixed date in November, and this is already in this in the documents. And another thing is that we that this cannot be a recommendation. This is the official supported technologies, and either we say we use the one where we need to start with the milestone releases and the release candidates, and then we have the latest version, and then we have the long support period. And that will be the official folio support period. Or we don't use this, then we have a very short folio support period, and we probably want to avoid that. So this cannot be done as a recommendation. This will be the official technology.
Does the so I guess when we change the timing of the folio release, we would have to recal I guess that's the thing that I'm wondering about Mark's concern. Like maybe spring release sticks to their schedules, but we don't. I mean, we don't release early, but it just seems like we could get unsynced. I don't know. Craig? Oh, sorry. I thought you on mute, so I thought I would stop rambling.
No, I didn't mean to if I did.
Okay.
I shared a link to the only thing that I've been able to find with regards to a documented policy about releasing things that haven't been released. That didn't come out right. Releasing things with dependencies which haven't been released. It's not clear, essentially. So it doesn't explicitly call out third party dependencies here.
And I assume perhaps incorrectly that some of this has to do with like service agreements and not necessarily Folio community policies regarding like what people are allowed to put out for their clients. But that seems like that would also come into play at the end, where if you're keeping your clients on things past their OSS support date. Julian?
Yeah, these release candidates and milestones are fixed versions, so they are not snapshot where that can continuously change. That they are fixed, unchangeable versions, and so these developer recommendation is fulfilled. So we don't have any problems in this regard. And if we have, usually the timing is in that way that we might need to use the milestone or the release candidate versions for the bug fest. And we have enough time to change to the final Spring Boot version during bug fest before the official folio release. So that might be if we calculate with this timing, then this might be a good option.
Craig?
Yeah, didn't we do something like that before in the past? Or we at least discussed it. I don't know if we ever ended up doing that, but sort of advising teams to adopt the release candidate version and to sort of grease the skids or pave the way for when the official release comes out. That way there are fewer changes that need to be made, and we could move from the release candidate to the formal release much easier. Did we ever do that, or was it just discussed? I mean, I'm talking about maybe like last year or 6 months ago. Julian, do
It
you remember what I'm
was,
talking about?
yeah, it was in our official supported technologies, but it was got there was some pushback from the release management stakeholders, and so it was not made.
Got it. Yeah, if I remember correctly, Alexei Petrenko sort of had an objection in principle to doing something like this, but I can't speak for him. I can't remember the details either.
So what I'm hearing is this, that when planning a flower release, we have to make sure to review and reach agreement on all third-party upgrade dependencies. So even though we've been talking about Spring Boot, we can probably generalize it and talk about all third-party dependencies, and then account for them in the overall release timeline and scope. And the final decision will be made based on available funding, right? Which of those would be able to do. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's correct. And there might be a case where we should either where we are on the border, where it's in some date range where it's where we should either go forward, where we push the our release forward so that we get time for the next Spring Boot version, or that we should use a more early release date so that the old Spring Boot version is used, but we have a longer support period so that the release date should be considered and adjusted to get the most of it.
Agreed. So basically, the team that's responsible for planning the release GA date would need to take into account those constraints.
Yes, exactly. So TC and that team should cooperate to get on a to get a good, the best solution.
Right. So basically, when the release timeline for Umbrella Leaf will be planned, the release management team will need to take into consideration the release dates for Spring Boot, as well as other third-party libraries, and come up with a scenario that best addresses those critical updates.
Yeah,
Right.
that makes sense to me. It is a change, and so usually we sit here and wait for the GA date, and then we do the OST. And I definitely like. There's a little bit of back and forth. I think Julian has done a lot of that, but it does seem like we need some kind of tweak in our process if we're not going to passively wait for the GA date. Like Julian says, they set their dates. So at least for Spring Boot, the release management stakeholders could have access to that. But really, we're talking about, I think we're really talking about Alexei, right? I've never seen that group really collaborate. He brings the schedule and then people kind of say, sure. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but at least from the front end, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, so what Alexei does is he collects input from different groups and puts a straw man together for presenting it to the RMS group. And I think the important thing would be for the RMS team to make sure to reach out or consult with the technical council. For the technical council's recommendations for what must be included in the what upgrades, what third-party library upgrades need to be included in the flower release. That's why I'm suggesting to make an explicit milestone in the release planning project plan to make sure that this step is not missed.
Okay, that makes sense to me. And we've done that with other things where we asked to,
Exactly.
yeah, for things to get included in the calendar.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this seems like the main, as opposed to making a decision like from now on, we use release candidates. The decision is more from now on, we include this date in the calendar and then make a decision about what releases to use during development.
Exactly. I think it gives us a bit more flexibility, makes it less rigid for us, and because everything will be done on a case by case basis, I think.
Maccabee?
I think I agree with everything that's been said. Just with regards to the workflow on the TC side, right? Our current process is that we evolve these decisions on what releases to use of Spring Boot and everything else in a multi-step process as the OST starts as a draft and then becomes accepted and active, right? So just for clarity, it sounds like what we're talking about is having this dialogue with the release stakeholders group in order to form the draft version of the page properly. Is that correct? Or is it that we're saying after there's a draft, then we have that dialogue before we move it to accepted? I guess, how does this fit into our workflow?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. It almost seems like our draft is the equivalent of Alexei's straw man. And I wonder if that it isn't easier to bring a bit more of a formal structure to the discussion. I mean, obviously, Julian, I think it was, or maybe Alameda. I don't remember. Craig, it was Craig made this page. So obviously, we aren't completely waiting until we get a GA date. We are doing a little bit of work ahead of time. I mean, this doesn't have a draft. No, this just got copied, so it's got. Or maybe this is a result of the Trillium delay. Maybe that's why this. At
No,
any.
well, I forget exactly, but you're right. I probably just cloned the page, and then we learned that Trillium was being delayed or something, and it just kind of got
Yeah.
dusty.
Yeah. Anyway.
It may be worth just blowing this away and making a fresh copy of the Trillium page once we have that and sort it out.
Right. So I guess that's still a question then. Does our draft come after the milestone that we're adding to the calendar, or does it come before? Right, Maccabee.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably easier for us to do the draft after we have the discussion about Alexei's straw man. Because then we
That
can
seems
look at a straw
reasonable.
man, yeah, and be like, oh, this is going to be a problem, or this is great.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. And I mean, and then, I mean, the whole point of the draft is then to get feedback once it's a draft. And so the fact that it would be based on Alexei's straw man, which, I mean, as Mark described it, it's a straw man that has also gotten input from the rest of the stakeholders group, right? It's not just Alexei's. But the point is, yes, then the TC's process of getting feedback on that would, by definition, include all the feedback that already went into the original draft of the from Alexei.
Great. And we can make sure that he's got that Spring Boot schedule. So he even has that when he's doing his straw man. It's not like it's going to be a surprise when we tell him the Spring Boot dates. Does this feel like we've reached a conclusion? Julianne, what do you think?
Yes, but the key people are not here, so we have not the progress that we need.
So, release management meets again. Not this Monday, but the Monday after. So I think We could have the proposal for adding this to the calendar ready for then. I think what we're proposing is actually very reasonable, so I assume that it'll go over. But you're right, we can't quite finish, but also Alexei isn't here, so what do you think about that, about our Maccabee?
Just as context, Jen, when you suggested yesterday that I split out the licensing adding to the calendar question from today's meeting, I reached out to the stakeholders group and Alexei gave me a thumbs up on having that on the agenda for the next meeting. So it's fine if we try to do both of these. I don't know how much time they have in a single meeting, but we would be talking about two different requests from the TC to add two different things to the calendar. So we don't cross streams on that.
Okay. Maybe we'll add it and see how, if there's not time, they usually just bump things to their next meeting, so. Because getting them to come here didn't work, except for Mark, who we greatly appreciate. I'm not sure what else we can do. I mean, we can write it up before that meeting and put it in Slack and let people respond to it there. And hopefully if someone has a large objection, they would bring it forth in Slack so we could talk it out.
Yeah, I think that would be a good approach in asking people to put a thumbs up if they agree. And if we reach the majority, then we can probably consider it accepted.
Okay. Do you mind doing that, Julian? Do you think you could write that in their Slack?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. Mark even wrote some language for us.
All right, is this time for a group hug? Virtual group hug?
I think so, unless anybody wants to bring anything else up. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.